Welcome to the Answers for Elders radio show. Meet the trusted experts who will give you straight answers and will help guide you on the path of later life care. Now, here's your host, founder, caregiver, and CEO, Suzanne Newman.
And welcome back, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio Network. And I'm here with Dr. Jill Berkey, our specialist spotlight for the month of April, as we talk about aging in place. And Dr. Jill, we are here in what I call the lightning round. And so I'm going to ask you three questions, and you're going to answer them very quickly. And the first question I'm going to give you is, when should anyone start thinking about remaining in their home?
Probably as soon as possible. At retirement, before retirement, when you feel unsafe in your home, really almost any time is a good time to start thinking about it, because there's so many decisions to be made.
Right. And when you think about the whole factor of thinking about it, I would think that any time that you're in a situation where, you know, if your kids are moved out of the house, and you're at that crossroads of trying to decide what you're going to do with the rest of your life, that's the time, right? Before you even need to start thinking about these things. And, you know, going on to Silver Spaces, grabbing a, you know, doing an assessment will take you like what, how long?
You can do it in 30 to 45 minutes.
Huge. I mean, that's amazing. Okay. So tip number two, who should help someone make a decision on this?
Basically, you'd probably start with your family, but you would be surprised how much your friends, churchgoer friends, neighbors, people who know you well, can look at your house with different eyes. You see it every day. They don't. So they may see things that you aren't even aware of.
Well, it's interesting too. I know that my friends, they started noticing that I was moving differently because I have arthritis, even before I did, because they're used to me. You know, they know, like, you know, you're not moving as fast as you used to. And it's like, well, I'm getting old here, folks. So it's something to really think about. And obviously, when you're looking at helping you make that decision, obviously your family is a big part of that. Will you want to age in place close to your family members?
That's true.
And that's an option.
Yep.
Yeah. And obviously that is a big consideration, you know, early before you even need care. And then at that point, you may want to look at making the changes before situations happen that you have challenges.
That's true. And like you say, you didn't recognize you had arthritis. Someone else may not, may recognize that someone is shuffling or is off balance. Gets off balance real easily. And if you're used to doing it, they don't realize it.
Yeah, very true. Very true. Okay, last one. How does people pay for modifications in their home? There are payment options, aren't there?
That sounds like an intimidating question, but it's not. If you go to the government site, nationalinstituteonaging.gov, they have a whole host of ideas of where you can look. Every county in the United States has an area agency on aging, AAA, AAA as they're called. They have all kinds of information on aging in place, but they also have information on funding. There are states that are offering grants for home modifications. So you might want to check and see if your state has any of those. You can also use a home equity loan, a reverse mortgage. There are all ways to do it. It just depends on what your financial needs are and what is best for you.
And of course, everyone's, you know, situation is different. Also, I know that veterans benefits can sometimes help, depending on if you have any sort of disabilities that are war related. I know there are options through the Veterans Service, isn't there, Jill? I know you're big.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a lot.
And Medicare will pay for both the assessment and some modifications if that assessment is ordered by a doctor.
Yeah.
It can't just be someone come in and do it. If the assessment doctor feels it needs to be done and they refer you to an occupational therapist, Medicare will pay for that assessment and some modifications.
And so obviously with Silver Spaces, that's a really good first step for everything. I would imagine that you're going into in a transition, a new crossroads, that's the time to take, where am I at? What's my, maybe your house is in great shape, but there's their peace of mind to know that, hey, I have all the resources here, but there might be just a few little tweaks that we might need to make. And Dr. Jill, again, thank you so much for being on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you, Suzanne.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-494-8310. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-494-8310. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-494-8310.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
We at Answers for Elders thank you for listening. Did you know that you can discover hundreds of podcasts in our library on senior care? So visit our website and discover our decision guides that will help you also navigate decision making. Find us at answersforelders.com.
Hi, this is Suzanne Newman, host of the Answers for Elders podcast and radio show. We are the North Star that guides you through the complicated journey of senior care with trusted experts in money, law, living solutions, and more. So join us on this station, your favorite podcast channel, or just go to answersforelders.com. Meet the way showers who will help your journey go a lot easier.